Like, I sent this the other day. Teacher, turn to page 23. Page 23.
So fire. God damn it, I missed like, that.
That's it. That's a paper trail.
Yeah, that's all I want. That is perfect. Thank God we live in this era.
TG80.
These guys. What up, Clubhouse?
In our wide receiver era now.
TG80? Hey, Rod Smith. Just saying.
Rod Smith, Chris Carter, Jerry Rice.
He looks like Jerry Rice out there. 80 is a sexy number. Wide receivers in the 80s just hit different, dude. They
do. Hey. Jeremy Shockey?
Jeremy. Was he 80?
Not a wide receiver, but basically a wide receiver.
Hey, what number was Plexico Burress for the Steelers?
80.
No way, was he?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, nice. And then he changed to 17 with the Giants?
Yep.
What a jump, dude. Your whole personality is in the 80s, and then you go to the teens. It's like, I don't know, man.
And then I'm pretty sure, yeah, and then we re-signed him randomly in 2012, I think. 2012, 2013, it was in our transition phase. Our defense was horrible. We were 8-8 every year. And we re-signed Plax for some reason. And he scored a touchdown, classic jump ball touchdown against the Browns, like last week of the season. And it was just like, oh, yeah, Plax, let's go. It was nice.
Damn, that one feels good. Like, he's on the team, like, but he's not really on the team unless he scores, you know?
It felt like some closure.
Yeah. Well, let's tie up some loose ends. TG80, you know, bro.
I don't want closure with an ex relationship. You know, I don't want to go to a coffee shop with a girl. I just want Plaxico Burress to score a touchdown in his second go around with the Steelers.
That's the only closure. I hate closure otherwise.
Really?
Yeah, bro. Like,
you
in
want to be out there?
In relationships, I'm like, I don't care, bro. It's just over. Like, once it's over, it's over. I don't need to write an email and tell you what, like, all the bro, come on.
Yeah, that's pretty true. That's fair. Closure in a relationship is just like, you're just getting together to hate bang one more time. And then you're like, we still don't really have it. So we'll meet up again for lunch one time. Meet up again for lunch one time. And it's like, nothing really got accomplished, but we hooked up. So
the closure never ends. And it's just an excuse to see the other person one more time and bang, like you said. It's like, what are we doing, bro? Like, if we broke up, like, let's just break up. What the fuck?
Yeah. It's a break, and it's never seeing each other again or speaking ever.
Yeah.
But that's not how it works.
No.
That's not how it goes.
But if you're the Steelers, like, yeah, you can play one more season with us.
Please. Hey, we always need a big body receiver, you know? Throw it up to him. Red zone target? Come on.
What happened to tall receivers, bro? They just stopped making them, or what's going on?
Yeah, it's weird. Like, it is kind of interesting, you know. It's they have this revolution of wide receivers that are kind of like the 6 foot, 6'1", can play outside and inside. But yeah, just give me a Plaxico Burress one time, you know. But all those guys like get turned into tight ends, I feel like.
Yeah, but are I don't know. Are we like generationally old for thinking that? Cause I still want like circus freaks in the NBA too that are like 7'5", but it's just like not the play anymore, you know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Victor Wembanyama.
I know, but like, remember when every team just had like a dude that, I mean, maybe
like a Sean Bradley?
Yeah, dude. Like every team like has their guy. Like that's what I want, bro. Like every team like has their like gladiator, bro. Like Shaq, dude. Just, I don't know.
Or like they all had one guy like, yeah, it's like Sean Bradley, like they all had one guy like that, but like if he was 6'9", he wouldn't be in the NBA, but because he's 7'4", he was.
Yeah.
You know? One of those sports podcast.
Yeah, no shit. Hartford was good. Let's push some tickies real quick and get rolling.
Please.
May 1st, Omaha, Nebraska. Hey.
Man.
Amon Green. Amon Green.
No shit. Wow.
I'll see you May 1st, Omaha, Nebraska. Then May 30th, Syracuse, New York. See you then. All tickets at benedictpolizzi.com or right underneath the podcast.
I got shows every week here coming up starting Wednesday, night before the NFL draft. Yeah, I think it's going to be a good time. Mel Kiper joining on there. Majestic Theater, Detroit. If you're coming out for the NFL draft or you're in the area or whatever, man, Detroit, come out. Buffalo was awesome. Guy showed up in a Peerless Price jersey, like a 2006 Peerless Price Bills jersey. It was great.
That's such a crazy jersey, bro.
Yeah. Buffalo was a lot of fun. Really, really enjoyed my show, my time in Buffalo. So Detroit, Wednesday, May 2nd, Thursday in Kansas City. May 7th, Twin Cities, that's Minneapolis, St. Paul. Never been there, so looking forward to go. Never been to Kansas City either. So really looking forward to both of those as well. So same thing has been said. Website, officialjoeymolinaro.com, and then in my bio on socials and on the pod. So
you said your last name like other people say your last name. Molinaro? Dude.
Yeah, people.
I don't even
care
anymore.
Nah.
They're like, you're Polizzi and Molinaro. And I'm like, yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, so it's like, it's our high school football trainer now all over again. It's just the rest of our life.
It's like it's not worth explaining. Not worth it.
The guy who was our trainer and our outside linebackers coach in 2009, that's how he pronounced our names. And we were like, that'll wear off. Nope. He was just setting the tone, setting the groundwork for everybody to follow.
Those guys go so hard on you when you're like sophomores and freshmen. Remember how scary your coaches were when you were like a sophomore? I was like, you have to be the craziest guy I've ever met in my life. All of them. Especially legitimate the trainer. Fear. Like, why did I have so much fear to walk into the trainer's room and like ask him for a mouthpiece?
There's legitimate fear. And then, but I always felt bad kind of for the one coach. Like, you'd have a coaching staff, obviously, of like 15 guys, and you'd be terrified of all of them. But there'd be like one that you're like, everybody just knew. You're like, get fuck off. Get out of here.
Well, like he wasn't.
You
a
can
real
try
coach.
To be hard. You can try to be hard, but you're not. And we're not afraid of you.
Yeah. But then when he did get mad, you're like, oh my God. Like that meant something. He gives the pregame speech and like goes crazy. And you're like.
You're also like, oh man, he probably. Like you kind of feel bad because you're like, man, he definitely like goes home and vents to his wife about us.
Oh, damn. I don't know if I ever had a coach like that, bro.
You're like, damn, we probably should just kind of like let him have one every now and then just so he's not like going back to his wife and just being like, I just don't get it. I can't get through to him.
Yeah, let's not ride coach so hard. Kind of start feeling bad. Yeah.
That's how my weird brain works. My empath brain.
No, I think like that too. Ooh.
I hate it.
Feel
hate
bad.
It,
then
man.
The next stuff. Practice, you're like talking to him about actual stuff. You're like, so how'd everything go?
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to walk it back.
You're like,
on him.
But in your head, you're like, oh man, this is good. He's like, I'm making him feel good, and like I feel good about this, and like maybe we have something here, Coach Ski.
Yeah, maybe he likes the running backs again.
Oh, real quick, also forgotten pushing tickies, Pittsburgh coming for you this weekend. Don't have a show of my own, but I'm gonna be out there this weekend for the draft and for the draft party with the Steelers.
The draft is this Thursday.
Yeah, first round Thursday, second and third round Friday, fourth through seventh round where champions are born on Saturday, baby.
It's draft week, bro.
Yeah,
oh
dude, fire it up.
Let's go.
Boo-doo-doo-doo,
my whole life just changed, bro, because I needed something today, and that was it. It's draft
week. Best day
week?
Of the year. Best day of the year, Thursday. Wake up.
All the logos on the screen.
Man.
Hey, round six, pick 14. I'm like, what do we got, baby? What do we got?
Mm-hmm. Who we getting from Eastern Michigan that's really going to put us over the top in 3 years? Like, was that three technique?
Yeah. Who's the two technique from Eastern?
Give it to me, man. It's all I want. Plaxico Burress to score a touchdown in his return and a three technique from Eastern Michigan in the sixth round.
Why is that the most exciting thing when your team gets some weird guy in the sixth round and you're just like, oh, he's going to change the franchise. Every single guy, he's going to change everything for us.
Because you have, you know, Daniel Jeremiah, my guy, who's doing a great job on TV talking about him. And then you have, you know, Kuiper, obviously, give him a big rambunctious, you know, hey, let's get a player to battle Rod in the future. And you're like, man, this is exciting. And then you go on Twitter and you have, you know, the people who actually like watch film and stuff and like the Twitter football junkies who are just like loved watching this guy's tape. Talk about an absolute animal in the trenches.
Can't teach that.
You're like, yes, this is great value on day three. You're like, yeah, this is what it's all about. This is how champions are made.
God, I love when your team gets a steal in the second round. Oh my, what a feeling. Dude. I want to, dude, all-time draft steals. Can we talk? Is this too much? Is this too sportsy? Who's the biggest steal? Who's the biggest, like, low-key steal? I know Tom Brady, no shit, but, like you know when a guy, like, slips? Like, on some Lamar Jackson shit, actually.
Lamar Jackson could be up there. Aaron Rodgers could be up there.
Oh, that was insane, bro.
Antonio Brown.
Dude, we're such fucking meatheads for just always. Dude, the draft is so dope, bro. Dude,
it's
I can remember playing in an AAU basketball game in eighth grade, like at one of those sports plexes, you know what I mean? And yeah, in like the concession stand, the draft was on TV. And like on the court, I was like looking to see who the Bears picked and shit.
Yeah.
I was like, duh. Dude. They were like setting up a play. Like Chiller was like setting up a play. And I was like,
motion.
Oh shit. They got they got that running back from Oklahoma State. Oh shit.
Dude, the last 2 second round picks for the Steelers, George Pickens and Joey Porter Jr.
Hey, second round pick coach, why don't you fucking move up to the first round?
Hey,
you're doing great. Right, like, promoted.
night one, round one is glitz and glamour and it's exciting and there's drama and it's awesome. But man, round two, round three, that's where it's at. That's where your money is made.
Round one is kind of too much of a show for me.
Because that's where it's all about value.
I love how we can just talk about this forever. Do you know anybody else I can talk about the draft? Like, I can talk about the draft for 3 months.
Bro, I had, there was a guy who actually went on his show last week or a couple weeks ago to promote my Buffalo show. Yeah. And he works in the NFL media. And him and his brother came to my show. And afterwards, like, I didn't, and all of a sudden they're there. It was like, oh my God, great. Dude, we played the quarterback game for like 30 minutes.
Just naming quarterbacks?
Just like name a random quarterback. You start with a team and then you try to name the most like irrelevant random quarterback who could have played like two series for him, you know? Like come in when somebody got hurt, played two series. We played it for like 20, 30 minutes at the bar at Helium. It was awesome. So yes, there are people out there. There are people out there, and it's our listeners. It's the clubhouse, obviously. Hey, can you imagine?
Huh? Yeah.
Can you imagine when we open the clubhouse bar one day? What the draft parties are going to be like, and the conversation is going to be like at clubhouse bar.
I can't wait to just be like at a table, like talking to somebody. And then a guy just comes out of the bathroom. We make eye contact. He looks at me and just goes, JP Losman. And I'm like, Tulane? Maybe?
Damn. That's a good one, man.
Dude, JP Losman walks.
And what's wild is that the younger crowd, they don't even, you know,
they play that
the
game?
Younger club for younger clubhouse. They've been spoiled. They may not even remember the times like our times growing up where you had the first four rounds, was it, on Saturday?
Yeah, they don't know because I barely remember that.
The first round would kick off at like noon on Saturday.
No better feeling. When the draft wasn't so much of a show, it was like nitty gritty, bro. I remember waking up at 9 a.m. and watching the Steelers draft Ben Roethlisberger. I was like, oh my God. So happy. I was like, Mom, can we get pizza? She's like, why? I was like, the Steelers just got that badass quarterback.
That was back in the day when it was for like the real nitty gritty, you know?
Yeah, bro.
The real the
finger
guys
tape,
who
want to,
yeah, the finger wagon tape, you know.
Not today. It's on Instagram. What?
Yeah, you got the red carpet and the fashion show in the first round. But it has changed the game with the people who would know not being able to tip picks.
Oh, what do you mean?
Like when, yeah, with the Schefters and the Rappaports of the world and all them and the Schragers, for them not being able to say like, yeah, at number three, the Patriots are selecting Drake May. You know, now we have to wait and be like, oh my God, they're trading back.
And yeah, you see it first on your phone. And especially with that Antonio Brown account now, bro. Have you seen that?
CTESPN.
That shit is insane. He's going to leak all the draft picks.
He's leaking everything. He's been right on some stuff. It's kind of wild.
He's been right on all of it. All the uniforms. He leaks all the team's uniforms before they come out. Like he leaked the Broncos. He leaked the Texans. And like people are like, oh, that's not real. That's fake. And then they come out and it's like the same shit that he leaked. So I'm thinking during the draft, he's going to be trouble.
What was that big signing or that big trade that he just.
The Chargers quarter Herbert to the Vikings.
Oh, is that what he's peddling right now?
Herbert to the Vikings and the Chargers get two of the Vikings first round picks or some shit like that.
Whoa.
Dude, and he's always right.
This has got me thinking, man. The wheels are starting to turn in preparation for Thursday.
I know. And
it would make sense.
It feels right. Both sides. It feels not too off, you know?
Hey, then Jim Harbaugh can draft his guy, J.J. McCarthy, and it can just be Michigan West.
Oh, crazy. That's hard, bro. Wow. Look at you putting it all together.
He did say, I've seen on that account, a couple things about the Steelers trading for Justin Jefferson.
That would make sense, dude. If the Steelers had Pickens and Justin Jefferson, they are dogs. That would be insane.
Yeah. I can dream. I don't know, man. I mean, I'm going into Thursday this whole weekend. Anything can happen. Wouldn't be surprised if any of that happened, honestly.
Russell
gets
Wilson
crazy
just
around the draft,
bombs.
Man.
Hey, Russell Wilson throwing bombs to those two dudes.
My dad won he did one of those like retweet to win things and he won a Russell Wilson Steelers jersey.
Hey, white or black?
Yeah. Think black.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. White would be, dude, white Steelers jerseys just go hard. Why do I kind of
want
one?
That's so surprising coming from you. That's so surprising coming from you.
Yeah.
But it's not at the same time.
I'm a big fan of white, like away uniforms right now. They just pop a little more. I don't know what it is. Like even going back to like the Pacers pinstripes uniforms, like the white ones were just doing something for me. Home was dope.
Yeah, man.
But the white was like, no, those were home. Shit.
Basketball does the opposite.
Oh, my bad. Football is
the only sport. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I fucked that up.
No, those were not. Yeah, all right. So what do we think? The Texans and the Broncos dripping or tripping?
Texans, I like them. The white ones that we actually saw, legit, I like those. I wish the numbers were red. I like that red number for some reason. It looks good. Besides that, though, I like the shoulder thing, and I hope their helmet has that horn on it.
Oh, yeah.
At some point. Well,
did you see their alternate logo with the H on it?
Don't like that.
Little 2004.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, guys, what are we? Come on, man. You're supposed to be setting the trends. Yeah,
Broncos hated.
It's very, it seems like high school.
Yep. Tripping, man.
I'm still
kind of
stuck on the, Elway, dude.
Yeah, and I mean, but they redeemed themselves because they introduced that they're going to be wearing the throwback, which is the Elway, the original Elways with the D and the Bronco through it, you know, with the royal blue and the Orange Crush ones, which are great. But it's like, okay, so you're only going to be able to wear those, what, twice, three times?
Yeah, those should just be their uniforms, sadly.
Hey, Lions. Dripping or tripping?
I'm going to go dripping, but I don't like the name. I don't like how it says Detroit and Lions on it. I'm like, guys, we fucking know. We know. Come on, man.
It's like TV newscasts when they are taking it to a segment about sports. Like, they have to have a basketball there when they're talking about basketball. Or a football helmet and a football on the table and another reporter's holding the football while they're talking about it. It's like, oh, wait. You were talking about the Colts? Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but I don't know. The word mark, like the small word mark is cool. But the big ones, I'm like, okay, Detroit High.
I like what they did with the alternates, because those sleepy grays, those pajama gray alternates that they had were horrible.
Yeah, gross.
Absolutely horrible. And they made the blue pop, like highlighter blue pop on the helmet with the black. And the black coming back is like reminiscent of those Dan Campbell days when he played. When they randomly had that black jersey that you like.
Sexy.
It's kind of like honestly. Like,
bro, you're on what it God. Is. That's an exciting era of your life. Monster era.
It is, or at the same time, I'm like, I don't know. Is this like making my heart beat too fast? What the hell is going on?
It's definitely not good, but sometimes you just gotta do it. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna say it's good for you or anything like that. But in a couple of years, I'm gonna be like, bro, remember when you were just crushing monsters? And you're gonna be like, yeah, that was crazy.
I'm gonna be like, yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, that was yeah, bro, that was crazy. You remember that?
I mean, I wasn't looking for your validation on the health, because I know what I'm doing to myself.
It's wild, bro. Like, if I was drinking a monster right now, I'd feel free.
I can't, you know, I have two or three cups of coffee. Yeah, I have two or three cups of coffee every morning, if not more. And then once it gets to the afternoon, I'm like, it's all just like, what's getting me to the next thing, right? Coffee gets me to lunch, right? So then once I'm at lunch, I'm like, all right, I'll have a monster that I just pop open out of the fridge. It's ice cold. It's more of an afternoon drink, right? Then once I'm done with the monster, then with dinner, I'm like, all right, maybe it's time for a glass of wine. Maybe I do a Diet Dr. Pepper. You know, and then at bedtime it's water. So it's just like, what's getting me to the next thing? Coffee's in the morning. Okay, I'm here to monster in the afternoon. It like breaks up my day nicely.
Yeah, nah, I that makes sense, man. I'm running into a lot of DC folks, a lot of Diet Coke lovers lately. And I'm actually thinking about it myself. I'm like, should I get on the DC train?
I've made the transition. Yep.
But are you... Dr. Pepper sounds a little better.
We got both DC and DDP.
Yeah. You down with DDP? Yeah, you know me.
Like it's an actual like dentist or like DDS or whatever the fuck. Yeah, it's he's a DDP.
DDP. DDP guy. Big DDP guy. Always DDP.
Oh. DDP. Yeah. Nah, I mean, yeah, zero calories, zero sugar. Tastes pretty solid when it's cold.
It's so funny, man. Just once you hit a certain age, it's just all the... Because when I was a kid, I was like, why the hell are my parents drinking like Diet Coke and Diet Mountain Dew and shit, dude?
I know.
It's so funny, and you just don't understand it until you're that age.
Yep.
But it did slap as a kid, too. I'm not going to lie.
Are you in any group chats?
Like group messages?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in like the whole F-Boy Island group messages, but I don't say anything.
Yeah.
They just like text and every once in a while.
I saw a meme recently. It's like, what's your role in a group chat? And they were like, to mute it.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I hate that they are like, I don't know, man. I'm kind of just like, who has the time? Or like, I just can't understand group messages that just keep going all day. I'm like, what are you guys doing? Man. Just sitting there? I don't know.
See, that's, I've got one that I just live for. That is, you know, most of them that I'm in, I'll put on mute and I'll contribute every now and then if I see fit. But then there's one that like that's where the fellas are, and that's where the jokes are getting ripped off, and that's what gets you through. You know what I mean?
I just haven't found my group message, I don't think.
Yeah. I mean, you probably have a family one too, or is yours muted probably?
No, I don't. No. Me and my sisters have one, but there's a message that goes in there like every 2 months. Like it's not consistent. It's just like, what should we get mom for Christmas? And then like, we don't text in there until it's like, what should we get dad for Christmas? You know?
Yeah. No, I hear you. I got two. I got one that's a family that I'm in, that I rock with, and I'm pretty active in. And then I got another one that's like seven of my best friends it goes crazy, man. Again, yeah. when you get really going, it's just stupid
like on,
shit.
Like on a Friday night, like when it gets on fire and you're like, oh, no,
not even a Friday night, man. It's best when it's like a Tuesday night at like 8 p.m.
Oh, because
everybody's home.
What are you guys
everybody's
talking about?
Sitting there.
Are you guys talking about just like high school shit? Or are you talking about like,
oh, yeah, all of it. High school shit. Obviously, sports.
Sports
are my life. We've been talking about the uniforms. You send tweets or memes in there.
Nice.
Man, it sucks. It sucks, though, when you send something in there and you get no response.
Ooh, maybe that's why I don't like group messages, because I'm scared to fail.
It's tough, man.
I don't want to bomb.
If you throw one in there and it gets like, you know, it starts buzzing, starts blowing up a little bit with reactions and whatnot, you're like, all right, got the boys going. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah, I've made my mark today.
Yeah, but sometimes, man, you'll just fall flat in your face. Well, got to come back with something.
Yeah. Tough, bro. It's a scary
place.
I always hate when
you know, you have the people who are like, make a scene and like call you out if you're not responding for a while. I'm like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, that's annoying. I just make my
like,
presence
some,
known.
I've been in some fantasy football ones where it's like, you know, it'll be 12 guys. I only know like four of them, maybe. And like of the four that I know, I'm probably really only friends with like two of them, you know? Yeah. So I'm like, okay, yeah. I'm in this. I have 10 numbers that I don't even know or want to save. And you guys are blowing up about a bunch of stuff. I'm not going to contribute. I don't fucking care. I'm in the league. I don't know you. I don't want to joke around with you. And then like in some of those, I'll get like, they'll like call me out on it, you know, because I won't respond for like 2 weeks. I'm like, motherfucker, I'll just leave the group, man.
Yeah, bye. Nah, I wouldn't. That's crazy to call you out. He doesn't say anything. Like, could you even imagine sending that text?
Like, grow up.
Yeah, that's a big reason why I'm not into him either. I don't have any of the people's names. It's just all numbers. And I'm like, I don't even know who you are, bro.
Too much. Yeah, when you get in the group chat with the most of the chat is numbers. I guess I'm back in Algebra 2 now.
See ya. Way too many numbers. I hate it. You know what's scary, though? You ever look through you ever see a girls group message? Oh.
No.
A place you don't want to be.
Rye's big is like her group messages are on Snapchat. Like she's got ones from her that's like college scary. Friends and that's college even, cheerleaders. Yeah, I know.
That's even worse. Oh my God. My fucking husband made this noise in his sleep last night. Like I just don't even want to see that, bro. I
just taking a picture of me like a fucking idiot, hand in pants.
I'm like, dude, I'd rather just break up with you than see that. That is the word. The girls' group message is the scariest place on earth.
Can't believe I married this piece of shit.
Yeah, dude. And girls will send that shit in there while they like you. You know? Like in the guys' yeah. group message, it's like, oh, I just broke up with this girl. Like she's like kind of a bitch, you know? That's like as far as it goes. A girl will be dating you and send a picture, like a bad picture of you in the girls group message and be like, this fuck. It's like, you guys are still together.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah. The farthest extent, like your friend's group chat of if a relationship ends is just like, oh, yeah, it just didn't really work out. And you're all like, oh, yeah, sorry, man. Sorry, man. Thinking of you, bro. Sorry, man.
Yeah, right, bro. Not even that. It's so funny.
So what's the play in this Pacers game tonight?
Yeah. Do you think we can get in a suite or what? And it's like, I don't think I'm going to go, bro. Just broke up with my girl. And three dudes are like, pussy. And you're like, all right. See you there.
All right. Yeah. Well.
Nobody knows how to get you past a breakup more than your guy friends, dude. Like they won't console you, but they'll just be like, yo, we're going to Wild Beaver tonight. Like get over it, dude.
just a blip on the radar, man.
Yeah, nothing.
It's almost, it's like same inconvenience as if like what the Uber cancels and you got to find another one. It's just
same level.
All right. God, this is an annoyance in our fucking life.
Yeah. Guys don't give a shit. It's so funny. Half the group doesn't even know you're dating her, you know?
Whoa, what? Catch me up. Nah, nothing to catch you up on, stun.
Okay. Perfect. No time wasted.
Yeah, you got to have one of those, man. I've been thinking about it, too. It's like, you know, whenever you watch a documentary or you watch a show like Dateline or anything like that, and it's like showing back in the day, like, they found a box of letters and a diary from Michelle. And it's like, you know, fully written out diary and everything about like what's going on. Like that's their paper trail back then. Like our paper trail for us when we're gone is just going to be our stupid fucking group chats.
Yeah.
Like the dumbass memes and tweets that we sent in there. And like, it's just ridiculous. Different.
Wow. He sent that TikTok. Guy like was said, fucking I nuts.
Right.
Back then, it was like, wow, he really loved her.
Now, oh man, he couldn't stand the Broncos' new uniforms.
Jesus,
that's
Christ.
His legacy.
Yeah, he just sent it. Sent it while he was taking a shit too.
Like I sent this the other day. Teacher, turn to page 23. Page 23.
So fire. God damn it, I missed
like,
that.
That's it. That's a paper trail.
Yeah, that's all I want. That is perfect. Thank God we live in this era.
Man, Ryan's making a pot roast tonight, and it smells so good.
Already cooking, bro? That is magical. So do
the
you
old,
have...
The old crock pot.
Do you have... Not bad for a fat guy. Bro, I think about that a lot now, and I laugh so hard. Every time. Every time I do anything, I'm like, not bad for a fat guy.
What were you about to say?
So you had to charge your phone. It's like midday. Do you have like an older iPhone, or did you do the old, I forgot to charge my phone last night? Because that happened to me the other day, and I was struggling.
Man, so honestly, because I'm at home all day, every day, pretty much, and so is Ryan, like, I just take my phone up to bed. I just go no charger at night.
That's crazy. That is crazy. Wow, the freedom. It does feel good.
I have my charger. We have multiple chargers downstairs in the living room where we're chilling and doing stuff most of the day.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I just take it up to bed, whatever. Even if it's like on 38% or 28% or whatever, like I'm going to wake up, have my coffee, plug it in, and then I'll just have it down there. And I'm a daytime charger. I'm a day charger.
Different, bro. You're built different. I can't stand when I wake up and my phone's like on like 17. I'm like, oh my God, I'm a piece of shit.
It is a weird way mentally to start the day, but when you have a year and a half old and a 2 month old, everything you do is weird. Everything kind of just goes out the window.
It's all wacky. Why is it so hard? Like, I'll be laying in bed, it'll be like midnight, about to go to sleep, dude. It's so hard for me to reach over, grab my charger and plug in my phone. It's like the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
Because some bullshit always happens with it. Like the you know, you try to reach too far, you pull it a little too hard, and then all of a sudden the box comes out of the wall and you're like, fuck. Then you get up and you stub you hit your knee on your dresser, you're like, God. You know? And if for my sake, if I do that, then one of the kids is there and I wake up the kid, then Rye's pissed at me. I got the baby awake, my phone's no closer to being charged. So I'm right, like, fuck it. I'll just put it on my bedside table.
You're like,
yes.
Jesus, bro. The things I have to do to charge the cord's not long enough. So then you're like,
dude, short cord? Oh.
Short cord, no contacts? I look like a 78 year old trying to read a menu at a restaurant. I'm like,
we might have a new modern Seinfeld here.
There it is.
Short cord?
Short cord.
Short
bro.
Cord, Jerry. Just get the short cord.
Buy a new iPhone. The cord. They might not even give you a charger anymore. I don't think they do. There you go. There's another like.
Yeah, you gotta buy another one.
They don't even give you a cord. Jerry.
Kramer's got the whole living room full of them. 6 feet long.
No, he's got that extra long one from a gas station. He's like, I know a guy.
And it's like.
Pink.
The cord is like tethered so much, wrapped in whatever that is. Like it's indestructible.
The jump rope.
Right. He's like trying to show you could like run over it with a car and it'd be fine. All right. So when you see that in 2 weeks, there you go. Clubhouse early sneak peek. There you go.
There it is. 2 weeks. Yeah. Give it 2 weeks.
Well, that, but it just takes that long to
do anything.
Yeah. Day charger for sure. TV on at night. Sleep timer sometimes.
Never.
I try to be good about it because of the kids and because of Riley and whatnot. And I just, but yeah, if I had my ways, I would. But I gotta say, I'm getting older. Like the other night, I actually came up to bed and Frank was, he's real clingy and stuff right now, so he just wants to sleep with us sometimes, and like him and Riley were already asleep and the lights were off and the TV was off, and usually I would come in and fire up the TV and just like throw something on, but I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna put the phone down, leave the TV off, and just try to fade off,
just stare at the ceiling.
I did.
Wow. So, you think about a lot in that, in those 17 minutes.
I know. But honestly, that's when some of my best like sketch ideas and stuff come about.
Really? At night?
When I'm like trying to go to sleep and like have my eyes closed, literally. And I'll start thinking about that stuff. And I don't know if it's just because it's like uninterrupted. I'm not looking at a screen. I don't have any sound. And I'm just like fully like locked in and playing stuff out in my head. But yeah, like I'll roll over and I'll be like, who's that? Or what are you looking at? You know, because she's still awake, whatever. And I'm like, because I'll roll over and I'll like type into my notes some idea for a sketch or a bit or whatever it is, so I don't forget it.
Yeah.
The process.
No, that's funny to hear, because I was thinking about that the other day, and it's like when I'm almost dreaming, I think of some wacky ass shit and I'm like, damn, that's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's so yeah, weird.
Just roll over, rip that charger, rip that foot-long charger out of the wall, and
that's it, bro. Yep. Oh, what a great idea. Go to your phone, it's dead. I can't.
Yeah, I've been charging the whole time. Yeah.
Let me plug this in, stub that? Your toe.
When you get one of those faulty chargers that
all like, of them.
Well, yeah, but you know, where seemingly it's plugged in, you check the brick is plugged in, the box is plugged into the wall, and you plug it into your phone and it just nothing happens. But then as you're getting ready to take it out, it like starts to charge and you're like, oh, okay. And then you leave it and then it uncharges. You're like, this is the worst fucking thing imaginable.
It's insane, dude. That's the Kramer cord right there. The one that's like, I don't know why this thing isn't charging. It's 18 feet long and the cord's pink. You're like, I can see why it's not charging, bro. It's from the Speedway gas station. Like, dude.
Those gas station ones try to sell you so hard. And you're like, oh, that's not bad. Breaks within a week. It just doesn't charge in like a week's time. Like, there's nothing wrong with this box or this outlet or this cord. It just chose to stop working.
Yeah. Or it just maintains it, you know?
Oh, the maintain charger? Get the fuck out of here.
That's all of them. If it's not an Apple, like, iPhone charger from the store, bro, it's maintain gang. You go from 16%, plug it in for 4 hours, 18%. I'm like...
Especially in the car. Every car charger is a maintain.
Oh, that's maintain. Everybody, I think that everybody knows that now. You're not getting any juice from the old cigarette lighter, bro.
Especially when you're fucking on Instagram half the time anyways, playing music. Spilling coke on the outlet.
Dude, I'm just doing everything else in my car but driving, dude.
Yeah, dude, that's a 60. You're lucky if you start at 17% in yellow, and you're lucky if you get it to above 20% on that.
Yeah. I don't expect it. It doesn't have to be
low
though.
Battery mode.
Yeah. It never gets out of low battery. Never.
You got the short and you got the maintain. Those are the two.
Your phone, dude, in the computer one for me, I plug my phone into my computer, maintain gang. I'm like, all right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, fine. If it's not connected to an actual fucking power plant, it's not going to charge, I guess. Cool.
Yeah. Unless it came from Steve Jobs' veins on the Apple
Unless
concourse
it's plugged
and compound.
Into Steve Jobs' ass. It's not charging.
It's maintain. You just see how long. That would be interesting. See how long you can just maintain at like 18 to 20%.
Your phone ever gets just so like bad. Your phone ever gets so bad. It's just plugged in for like 75% of the day, dude.
Bro, how about when your phone drops to below 20% and you haven't charged it for a little bit and all of a sudden it starts to get the like the dirt-durs? It's like It's like a drunk ass phone. Everything's moving slower. Like even when you're trying to swipe up the, you know, when you're trying to get rid of Windows, it's taking too long. Oh my God.
And then you get the storage full message and you're like, I can't, I gotta go. I gotta go.
But I could, if I could not have to read one thing ever again for the rest of my life,
storage
that
full.
Would be it.
I'm like, oh my God, bro. Are you serious? Storage full? It looks so bad. You ever get somebody else's phone and try to take a picture and it says storage full? I'm like, oh, dude, I don't want to be in your life anymore. Like, ew.
Horrible.
What's going on with Clubhouse? We got any emails?
Yeah, that's what I was about to. So I was about to get to. This is from Natalie. And her subject is Brett Favre.
Yes.
Hey, Ben and Joey, longtime listener of the show, first time emailer, huge Bills fan here, as well as 1% female listeners. And wanted to ask your opinion if you have any on Buffalo football. What are your thoughts on Steve Tasker in the Hall of Fame? Second, who do you think is the best Buffalo quarterback of all time?
Doug Flutie.
Unrelated, but what was your favorite school of in high school? Slap my ass while squirting me with mustard and ketchup like Pinto Ron while we yell Brett Favre and jump into the folding table in the gravel parking lot off of someone's truck bed outside the stadium. Best wishes and wish I could be at the Buffalo show. Oh, all good. Well, darn, Natalie. All good.
Next
thanks.
Time. Plus, I'm going to Buffalo
met
soon.
Steve. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I told people about that. Like, when I was, like,
hell take, yeah,
like
bro.
Meeting people and stuff afterwards. Because obviously these guys and Johnson Schmitty came up and I was like, he's coming here. And yeah, so Steve Tasker, met him a couple times. Good dude. Yeah, Hall of Fame for sure. Ben said Doug Flutie. It's not a bad call.
Flutie for sure.
Got, you know, the EJ Manuels of the world.
What a bust.
Tyrod Taylors.
T-Mobile. T-Mobile, best backup quarterback of all time. Said it. Meant it. Put him on any team in the NFL, best quarterback on the field.
You feel pretty good about him coming into the game.
Oh, you feel better about him than the starter.
You feel as best as you possibly can for a journeyman backup quarterback.
You don't feel that great when you're the number one quarterback and T-Mobile's the backup. You're like, bro, if somebody strips me, like he's coming in. Like, dude, T-Mobile's nipping at your heels all game. Like, you can't have any, that's not a good feeling as a starter. Like, damn, I can't mess up once because the crowd wants T-Mobile. Everybody kind of wants T-Mobile. They like the underdog. You know what I mean?
I like Tyrod Taylor because he was the Bills quarterback when they switched away from, like, they started the transition to switch back into, like, good-looking uniforms.
He looks great in a uniform, too.
Yeah. The visor.
He
just
has
the accessories down.
He has his swag together. Big time.
Yeah. Favorite school then, high school. I'm wondering, so, like, that, what do you think she means by that?
School event. I have one that can't, I don't know what she means. Maybe like the consensus, like whenever, maybe like a pep rally or some shit.
Yeah.
Is that what she means? Like when the whole school gets together, is that what that is?
Probably.
Dude, my favorite school event, it never happened with me, but I loved Grandparents Day just because it was so like,
ooh,
such a, like I would never know when it was. And then it always happened. And I was like, today's Grandparents Day. Like, bro, yes. Classes are like 7 minutes. There's old people in the school, bro. Everything, the whole day is a wash.
Wash.
Sophomore doing setup weird, crew. Like, sophomore setup crew. Let's get the chairs and tables. I was like, all right, bro.
Doing a weird like worksheet combined about history with grandparents that aren't even yours.
Yeah. And I never had my grandparents there. So I was just like chilling all day.
Bro, I always had all, I was lucky, you know, I always had all four of mine. Crazy. And they would come, and then we would always adopt like one of my buddies, you know, who didn't have one. Yeah, like you would have been one of them.
I would love to rock with, I'd love for you to adopt me for a grandparents' day. I'd be a good like adoption child. For sure. I'd be like, yo, hell yeah.
Grandparents' day was dope. Dude, we had something called a walkathon. That was an incredible day.
Never did it.
It was, you had to like, yeah, I think you had to be able to like contribute like $100. The idea was that you would raise money and it would go towards a charity. And so through the raising money, it was like wanting the kids to like ask people and their families or and their on their, you know, their neighbors or whatever to donate, contribute. And then once you hit that mark of $50 or $100 or whatever it was, then that day you just walked like 2 or 3 miles the whole school. And that was pretty much the whole day what it was. Like you got to be out of uniform where we went. You're outside. It was always the fall.
Yeah.
So then it was like nice ass weather. And then, you know, it was like a half day because you're just doing the walkathon. Then you're out. And so then you'd be able to go get lunch or whatever before football practice. Great fucking day. Another wash. But yeah, then you had the people like Ben who just like wouldn't raise the money, didn't care, and would just sit in a classroom and like do homework.
I was like, wait, what if we don't raise the money? They're like, you just do, it's like study hall all day. I was like, that sounds fucking awesome.
That actually sounds better.
I was like, I got shit to do anyway. What do you mean? I don't know.
Yeah, but the funniest shit always happened to those because you're with all your boys, everybody. Like, that's a chance you got to put in some work with the girl that you liked, you know, like outside of the classroom.
Big flirt session. Big flirt session.
Flirt sesh, right? You have a chance to really make an impact, right? Get some laughs, you know? Like, exactly.
That's fun.
That was always a great day.
That's fun.
Yeah, dude, it's, I think, I can't remember if I told you about it or not, but. Apparently, like, kids today that are in high school just, like, don't go to sporting events.
No.
Which, like, when we were in high school, I mean, like, football games and basketball games and, like, that was it, dude. You, like, you were there.
I mean, I remember a lot of people didn't go to the basketball games and football, like, but it's kind of like, come, just go. It's like a party.
Right.
Like you wear some cool shit, like you're like right there, like your homies on the team, like it's like lit. What do you mean? What are we doing after? You know, let's go to Chick-fil-A. Like
right. We're going to go to Steak and Shake and loiter for 3 hours.
Yeah, big time. You know? We're going to smoke a Black and Mild in the parking lot at Circle K gas station. What are you doing?
How are you not going to that? Yeah, no, like I guess it's like they just don't go. Like they try not to have games on Saturdays because Friday attendance is already low. Like they have a hard enough time getting kids to go. But at least if it's on a Friday, they're already there during the day, so there's more of a chance to get them to go. But they said like on a Saturday there'll be like 8 students in the crowd.
No, I wouldn't go on Saturday either. To be honest, I never went to like a Ron College or a high school basketball game on Saturday. I was like, no, bro. But Friday?
Yes, Friday's- you did. Yes, you did. You
no, I don't think I did, bro. Unless it was like regionals, I'm there. But if it's like we're playing Perry.
You mean a home game on Saturday, you weren't going to that? Yeah,
right. I'm pretty sure they're all on Friday. Like there's a middle of the day.
All on Friday.
Okay. Then I'm with you. But I do remember like they'd play like the close school. They played Perry on like a Saturday at 5 p.m. I'd be like, no.
This is so foreign to me because it's like, yeah, I mean, I felt like I remember feeling bad. I remember feeling weird and like I was doing something wrong. If it was like an away game at Whiteland and I'd be like, I don't think I'm going to go to that one. But then while the game was going on, I'd be like, dang, I should be there probably.
Ew, yeah. It was fun. Weird. It was fun. It was really fun going to the away games. Maybe more fun.
Yeah, different environment, road trip a little bit. Because in high school, if the school's 35 minutes away, it's like, we stopped at the gas station too? Yeah. I mean, shit. Yeah, anyways.
You're like walking through their like hallways and stuff in the other school. You're like, what is going on? This is what they do here? Like, we're poor.
Yeah. Maybe there's some different girls there, right? You got their girls there.
You look in the student section across the court. You're like, that girl is so hot, dude. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Can't wait till college, man. Let's go everywhere.
Bro, they're going to the concession stand. You want to go?
From Dan. Says best dubs team, West Virginia, Steve Sladen and Pat White.
I mean, come on.
Tough to argue.
They are clearly the number one best NCAA football team of all time on the game, but you can't beat them because they're too good.
That speed option game? Whoa.
Insane.
That would have been like what? 09?
08,
09. 08, 09?
Pat White, Steve Sladen. And they had like that big fullback too. Like they're a perfect team.
Yeah, I always remember watching them and just being like, really? West Virginia?
Yeah, that was cool.
Like Pat White, West Virginia?
Out of nowhere. Just,
yeah, I mean, I loved watching them. I loved playing with them on the game. I love watching their YouTube highlights still, but it was just like, huh, how did that work out?
Rich Rodriguez, yeah. Bro.
Rich Rod.
And I love that. They beat Georgia in that bowl game. Hey, what bowl game was that? Do you remember that?
That was the Orange Bowl.
It really put them on the map, right? Dude. I think it was. But that's when I was like, oh, they're for real. Like, they put up like 40-something points on Georgia. Our rule out of my friend group was you can't be West Virginia. There's a whole thing. Like, if you're West Virginia, like, you're kind of a bitch. Like, you're going to win.
Oh, yeah. Damn, maybe it wasn't the Orange Bowl.
What was it? West Virginia, Georgia, 2009.
Oh, it was a Sugar Bowl?
Oh, West Virginia and the Sugar Bowl. That is so good, man. West Virginia and Virginia Tech. I love both those teams. They're so exciting. Mm. And they're always in the Sugar Bowl. It's just like, ooh, that feels good.
The late night game on New Year's Day.
Love
with
that.
The crown lights and the helmet.
Is that the late night game on New Year's Day? Sugar Bowl?
Usually, because the Rose Bowl is at like 5, and then after the Rose Bowl, they kick it over to... Because you go from bright, sunny, awesome, all that, to then just completely pitch black New Orleans.
I love it. I love it. The
With Georgia wearing the black jerseys.
It's a little sweet treat, dude. The Sugar Bowl, it's like dessert.
Sugar Bowl. Yeah, let's go get some Skittles.
Yeah, dude.
Some popcorn.
It's your little late night. Let's run the Dairy Queen real quick before the Sugar Bowl, bro. And then just watch West Virginia just speed option somebody. Dude, it's always like a 45. It's always a shootout. Dude, I love the Sugar
Bowl. Oh, yeah. Sugar Bowl's nice. This is from Bill. It says, doesn't have that Favre in him. These guys, fellas, huge fan of the show. This one's for Johnson. I've been watching your dating shows just for the Johnson jokes, but also invested in your love life as well, I guess. Watching you go 0-for-2 on the island brought me back to the 2014 NFC Championship game where the Packers butterfingered the onside kick that would have gotten us to the Super Bowl.
Damn.
In season 3, I seen you make some strides throwing up a few Hail Marys like our boy Favre. But what are your guys' best sports comparisons to Benny's or both of your dating lives? Joey, I can't wait for your Green Bay show. I'll be the guy in C11 screaming his face off. Slap me with a juicy bratwurst while I'm in nothing but a cheesehead. With love, Big Willie.
Let's go. What a voice. What a
love it.
Great email. Putting it all together.
Love it, man.
There.
Literally. What are you guys' best sports comparison to Benny's or both of your dating lives?
For my dating life, it's probably like that like reverse pass. That's like perfection. And then the wide receiver like throws it back to the quarterback, but it's like way over his fucking head. And it's like, oh, we almost had him.
I'm trying to think of a player because it's, you know, your first season on F-Boy, you came in, you stole the show, you were the sweetheart, and then you won everybody over, but you lost. But then from that, then you ended up becoming the villain. So I'm trying to, not the villain, but like you switched over.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm trying to think of a player's story arc like that, where it's like, oh man, yeah, they were so close. We like him a lot. Oh man, he went there, man.
Damn. That's nice.
You kind of LeBroned it in a way.
Why did I want to
say? You kind of LeBroned it in Cleveland because, you know, you were LeBron Cleveland and you took over the show and everybody loved you and they wanted more Benedict, and then you switched and you went to Miami.
Ooh, that's
and like you still made it. You still made it far, but everybody was just like, oh man, he switched to the Heat. He's kind of on the bad side now.
Yeah. That's a really good one, man. That's really good. And plus, like, I mean, everybody loves LeBron, so you can't hate on. I can't hate on that. That's sick. And LeBron in Miami was cold, bro. LeBron that first year, like he was still like slashing.
Oh yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, they were the Heatles, remember? Like, everybody wanted to see him.
White
and
hot.
And then you just had people that are just like, oh, he's in his villain era. He's in his villain era.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's really good, bro. I would say
as a married man of almost 5 years now, looking back, I'd say mine is like, I'd say mine has been like Matt Stafford. Like, I had a, you know, like, a really bad run of failures and just not great. But then I got the one with Los Angeles.
Yeah.
You know, I finally put it all together, had the right support system, found the right crew.
Uh-huh.
And got my one. And that's all I'm going to need. Right. Like, people aren't going to remember Matt Stafford for all that. They're going to remember, hey, he's got the one Super Bowl championship, you know?
Yeah. So. Lions Matt Stafford was, man, everybody saw the vision. He was on his grind, though. You were going through
it. And I had some promising, you know, I was like, hey, I'm trying to show him I'm husband material, right? Like, I'm good. Like, I'm ready to do this.
Yeah.
And
I got a 6'4 receiver.
Well, it wasn't until I got my Sean McVay and my Cooper Kupp, you know? And,
yeah, throw really add a little Odell Beckham Jr., a little Aaron Donald on defense, bro. The pieces are there.
That's right.
You're Stafford, yeah, that's my father-in-law. Bro.
That's her brothers. You know, that's all that. Let's do one. I know we're running long here, but let's do one more because we put that email or that I put that Instagram out last night. So, from Kevin, Hardo football move. What's up, boys? You guys were chatting about hilarious youth sports moments. Two quick ones for you. One, assistant Pop Warner coach in eighth grade ripped his son's mouth guard off his face mask and started returning kicks with everyone and full pads and helmets because he didn't like the way we were tackling. Parentheses, pretty sure this was illegal. Two, idiot kid in Little League missed a fly ball, hit him in the face, gave the dude a frozen bag of peas for his eyes, came back to the dugout, and he was eating the peas on the bench. Could be a Ben move. Thanks, guys.
I would definitely do that.
Like, what do you just, whatever, you're not crying anymore, fine,
but the peas thaw out and you're like, these are pretty good,
this ain't bad, and my nose doesn't hurt as bad anymore. Okay.
And like, dude, icing your like fucked up face hurts more than the face, you know? Like, you ever have to ice your neck?
Yeah.
You're like, Jesus.
Yeah, it's too cold, the pressure on it hurts. Yeah. No, I get that. That was a good one, Kevin. Thanks. My kid's screaming upstairs now because he just woke up from his nap, so I probably should go check on that. But
all right, we can wrap it up. We can wrap it up. Go get it. These guys.
Appreciate everybody. These guys. Teamthesguys@gmail.com. All the tickets for all of our shows, everywhere we're performing, on our websites, on our socials, in the show description, all right that. See you guys there.
Clubhouse, thanks for the emails. Love you. Whatever you guys want to know, whatever you guys want to hear from us, just email us at teamtheseguys@gmail.com and we'll talk about it on the show next week. But thanks for listening. Tell a friend, subscribe on YouTube, subscribe on Apple Pods, and we love you for real. Mean that. Absolutely. Thanks for coming to the shows. I had a lot of Clubhouse in Connecticut, and this one girl was like, "Oh my God, I'm Clubhouse," and I'm like, "For real?" Dude, it's just a great moment when you guys. it means a lot. So. All right, y'all.
It really does.
Peace.
Absolutely. That's why we do it. Peace, guys. All right, cool. Cedric Wilson.
Kyle Bowler. We both had one on deck.